This is the EWN Radio Network.
I was talking to the oldest monk in Thailand. He was telling me that, you know, one of the things that we need to do is we need to just embrace and slow down and enjoy what's happening right there. Because every time we look back and say, oh, I wish I had that, or I wish I had that, we're just adding additional pain to our life.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome to this special series we're featuring here on Life Interrupted Radio, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. The NIH estimates nearly 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder. To put that in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. You'll be as surprised as I was to find out what autoimmune entails. I brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted. So let's get started.
Welcome, everyone, to another Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And oh my goodness, it's the start of my weekend. I hope it's the start of yours, and I hope you've got some grand adventures planned for the weekend. Regardless of our diagnosis, you know what? We have to have adventures in our world, don't we? Last time I talked to you, I was going to farmers markets. As you guys know, I am just an avid fan of farmers markets. Actually, this weekend, I'm going to the beach. I'm really looking forward to it. If you have an autoimmune, you may be told that you have to stay out of the sun, and for me, that's true. However, I may look like a crazy person with long sleeves and a big hat and a parasol and the whole bit, but I still get out there and enjoy it because I just love the ocean air. I love the feeling of the sand on my toes. So gotta do it, right? Even if it's a bit warm and I look a little bit crazy. But who cares? I'm having fun, right? And talk about having fun. I have a wonderful white jasmine green tea tonight. It's from that beautiful friend, listener of mine in London. I know I have more than one listener in London, but anyway, I guess that's made it sound like there's only one of you out there in the UK. But anyway, it's gorgeous tea. It's so smooth. I just love it. It's very relaxing. So that's what I'm curled up with here tonight. What are you curled up with? I hope it's something wonderful. Because tonight we have a very special guest. His name is Frank Moffitt. He's an international best-selling author, motivational speaker, lifestyle coach, music producer, movie producer, and founder of Your Second 50. Frank has spoken in over 15 countries around the world, including the main stage at the 2013 Beijing International Book Fair. Oh, I'll have to talk to him about Beijing. I just love Beijing. In years past, Frank managed his four sons, you might know him, the Moffitts, to international music stardom, has dined with presidents, prime ministers, chancellors, and sultans, has traveled to over 60 countries, and managed the world's largest English teacher training company, coached numerous youth sport teams to regional and provincial championships, and today Frank is focused on his position as president of YourSecond50.com, overseeing the operations, and it's home to inspirational education to improve and enhance one's life throughout your second 50, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually. And I just love, I guess it's a tagline, but I just love it because he's always talking about live, learn, love, laugh, lead. I think I got that in the wrong order, Frank, but it's still about keep smiling, right, Frank? Welcome.
Keep smiling. Thank you.
Frank and I go way back, and I just wanted to have him on because he is so inspirational about keeping moving regardless. Now, I know his brand is about Your Second 50, and it's a fabulous website. You got to go there, yoursecond50.com. But not yet. Stay here and listen to us. Go there after the show. Anyway, because Frank is so inspirational about thriving regardless. Now, as I said before, his is about Your Second 50, and sometimes that relates around aging. But, you know, regardless of how we're creaking or getting grumpy or fussing or whatever at the moment, he's got ways for us to really just lift our spirits and thrive regardless. So, Frank, share with us some of your thoughts on, okay, if we're feeling kind of grumpy, kind of down, kind of like not so happy, what are some ways that we can begin to shift?
Myself, one of the things that I did that I found for myself that really worked in that regard was, you know, back in the day, I used to think too much about myself. And a buddy of mine told me one time, the only time you'll ever be upset or frustrated in your life is when you're thinking about something that you wish you had or something that you want that you don't have, or you feel that you've been left out. And so if I remove my thoughts from myself and I start to think about other people, well, things start to pick up. And, you know, when you think about no matter what you have going on in your life, I guarantee you there are people that have it worse. And so the reality is that wherever you are, you're actually better off than they were. So you can actually step it up and even make it better for yourself by spending more time focused on others and improving the lives of other people.
Oh, I so agree. I so agree. And I hear kind of in the back of my head some people sort of grumbling and saying, but, you know, this doesn't have to be big, does it, Frank? I was thinking about, even just thinking about myself when I get kind of grumbly and crotchety and cranky on those moments, even just thinking about my family and my granddaughter can just snap me right out of it.
Totally. Totally. You know, I was thinking when we were talking earlier that, you know, we were talking about all of the different things that we do. You know, I went and saw my doctor about 2 months ago, and he told me, I walk in there, I said, how you doing? He goes, well, not so good. And I said, why? And he says, well, you know, I was just diagnosed with prostate cancer. I said, really? And he says, yeah. I said, well, don't you get checked every year? And he goes, well, actually, it's been like 3 years. And I was thinking, it's so amazing how even when we're faced with things, we're not aware of things. And, you know, another lady wrote me yesterday and she said that she really wanted to run an orphanage and really wanted to help people. And I said, well, what are you doing? And she said, well, I'm actually teaching in Egypt. And I said, well, you know, a lot of those kids have parents, but maybe they're still orphans.
Yeah, yes.
You know what I mean by that? I mean that, you know, that they have a parent, but their parent's not engaged with them. And, you know, sometimes what we need to do is look what's right in front of us, because it's right there. Everything's right in front of us. And if we just take a minute to look at the now and the pleasure in what we have right in front of us, we're a lot better off.
Oh, I so agree. Sometimes we get caught in the what ifs and the if onlys. And sometimes people say to me things like, but Sharon, I just want my old life back. And I kind of go, I don't know. I think that's kind of what got you here. So, you know, when we're talking about an autoimmune condition. So maybe there's parts of the old life you want back, you know, going to the beach and whatever it is. But maybe being very selective and then going forward, adding those things that you really, really want to do. Because I don't know about you, Frank, but I just think time is speeding up on me, and I just keep going, I got to get it done now, otherwise I'm going to run out of time.
Yeah, if there was I might be driving at high speed, I think there's an additional gear to sixth, because I really feel like it's flying by. But you know, when you were just saying there's a minute ago, I was talking to the oldest monk in Thailand. He was telling me that, you know, one of the things that we need to do is we need to just embrace and slow down and enjoy what's happening right there. Because every time we look back and say, oh, I wish I had that, or I wish I had that, we're just adding additional pain to our life, because you can't have that. So why are you even going back there wishing for something that's just giving you additional pain? Live in the moment, enjoy the moment, because that's really all you got.
Oh, I know. But sometimes that's kind of hard. And I got to ask, though, did he tell you how old he is if he's the oldest monk? I know sometimes the ages I hear are just amazing.
Well, he was in Thailand and he was 96.
96. Wow, that's pretty good.
He was a pretty cool guy. I don't think I've ever looked in eyes that peaceful and that loving in my entire life. Oh, his eyes were just radiating love. I mean, it was amazing.
Wow. How exciting is that? What a wonderful to be able to meet interesting people and do exciting things. That's just so cool. And that's what I love to share with people. Like, you know, if you're thinking about it, then you can do it. Absolutely. You may not be able to do it this second, but you can always take the first step towards it. Because sometimes people go, well, I can't. I'm like, well, what's the first step? What's the first even baby step to do it, right?
Well, isn't the first step doing it?
Yes, absolutely. Good point.
You know, I mean, that's what I was saying to that lady. Like, don't look so far out there. Understand that, you know, okay, I really want to become a teacher. Okay, grab a book and start learning something. Now, guess what? You know something to teach. You know, it's we really sometimes get too wrapped up in long-term planning in the Western world. And the problem with that long-term planning is that we forget to live in the now. And we've really got to slow that down.
Well, not only do we forget to live in the now, I sometimes find that people get incredibly disappointed when something happens and you're like, all of a sudden, oh, well, you know, something comes in from left field or something like that. You're like, wow, I didn't expect that. And it totally throws them off base. And then they get stuck for a while trying to figure things out and being open to just the possibilities and new opportunities. And I like to say that's not really following that bright, shiny object syndrome that some people talk about. It's just being open to new things, open to new ways of being and new learnings and new opportunities. And I just love the fact that I'm so intrigued by this oldest monk in Thailand. I just love talking to wise older people who've been there, done that, and share their learnings with us. So what else can we talk about as far as the things that you've learned over your amazing career about staying in the now? Sometimes it's kind of hard.
Well, I think that, you know, I've been very fortunate to travel a lot, meet a lot of cool people. And I was speaking to a guy in Japan once, and he was telling me that we have a great imagination, so we really want to project way out there. We want everything grandiose. Well, a lot of that comes from TV. But if you just take a walk, tell me the last time you took a walk in a park. Were you not completely engrossed in the beauty of it all?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I love about nature. It focuses me more.
Right.
I tend to be distracted in my own home.
Right, and we can all do that right now, today. We could just, well, don't do it while we're talking, but wait till it's but after, you can just get up and go for a walk. I mean, just a nice little walk. Now, what happens in that moment is we forget about all of those thoughts that are gnawing away at us, that are making our life miserable. I don't care who you are. If you're Bill Clinton, if you're Bill Gates, if you're, you know, the Sultan of Brunei, you got issues. And, you know, and you might say, well, you know, that Sultan of Brunei guy, he's one of the richest guys in the world. Well, when I was sitting there having dinner with him, he was telling me continuously about all the problems he faces. I mean, he went on for an hour about the problems that he faces on a day-to-day basis. And I thought to myself, well, I don't need all that money. Because if that's what that money is going to give me, I don't need that. And then, you know, after I had my very first success with finances, I was actually thinking to myself, geez, you know, it was way better when I didn't have money. Now I have way too many things that I have to fix this and take care of that and worry about paying this. And really, it's really just slowing it down. There's no guaranteed number on life. You get more if you take better care of yourself and if you exercise and you eat the right foods and you do the right things, you give yourself a better chance. But there's still no guarantees. The only guarantee you got is right now. And if you're thinking, man, I would really like to go to the lake, go to the lake.
And to me, the older I get, and this really before the diagnosis and all of that, I had noticed I've started to shed things, meaning like, oh, I don't really need that. Or why have I been holding on to that piece of furniture or whatever? I remember one time I inherited this piece of furniture and I didn't like it at all. I mean, it just didn't fit my flavor. So I remember carting that to a couple of different homes and things like that. And finally, this move not too long ago, I just like put it out to the family because it wasn't an heirloom, even if I thought a rather not so nice looking heirloom. Does anybody want it? They all agreed, no, that's one that we can all shed. And it was amazing how shedding things during this last move and really being quite radical about it opened my opportunities up to just enjoy the experience. It was amazing to me how a lot of my stuff keeping me in different places than I wanted to be. Like just looking at this piece of furniture would reflect me back to that particular ancestor and the home and the neighborhood, all of that was amazing. And I just love this concept of less stuff, more experiences that you talk about, Frank.
I was watching Simon Cowell on some interview, maybe with Oprah, and he was talking about just before American Idol was purchased, he was completely broke. He did not have a dime to his name, not even a dime, not even a penny. And when he was talking about this, he was talking about how free he felt, how great he felt about being completely free from all materialistic push. And I can tell you that I was in Thailand. I got divorced and I signed everything to my wife. And so I had absolutely nothing. And I was living in Thailand and I was working for a buddy of mine running one of his English schools. He called me into the office and he said, you know, Frank, I got some bad news. I've lost this contract, so I'm not going to be able to keep you on. Well, it was 2 days left to the end of the month, and I had about 20 baht, which is 60 cents. And I thought, wow, I got to pay my rent in 2 days. I don't have any money. And so I walked outside, and I went into a little 7-Eleven. They got them all over Thailand. And I took the 20 baht and I said, can you give me two 10 baht coins? They gave me the two coins. I walked out and there were two people sitting on the street with their cups. I dropped one in one cup, one in another cup, and I walked home, no money. Absolutely, 100% broke. And I thought to myself, wow, now let's see what the universe has to say about that.
Wow.
I get home, I sit on my edge of my bed in my room. I'm looking at this tiny little TV that's in my room. It's not on. I'm looking at it. I take the phone out of my pocket and I said, okay, God, this one's up to you. And I flipped that phone up in the air over my shoulder to land on the bed, and it started ringing in the air. And when I answered it, it was a buddy of mine that I hadn't seen for a couple of years. And he said, you know, last time I was there, you lent me about 10,000 baht. Can I come by and give that to you? And I thought, that's the freakiest thing.
That is the freakiest thing.
You know, like the phone's floating in the air. It's like a commercial, you know, floating in the air, and all of a sudden it starts ringing before it hits the bed. And it's a guy wanting to give me some money. It was enough money to last me a couple more months till I could get something else going. But I think that one of the things that we struggle with, whether it be, you know, like I'm starting that natural options for cancer directory, and whether you have cancer, whether you have an autoimmune deficiency, whatever you have, you know, I don't know that everything, you can look at things from two ways. A coin has two sides. You can look at it and you could say it's a really negative thing. You could look at it and you could say it's a very positive thing. You know this show that we're talking on right now?
Yes.
Okay. When did you start that?
2 years ago.
Right. When were you diagnosed?
2 years ago.
Did you start this after?
Yes, I did. I did. Because what for me, it was my why. I had to make a reason in my mind. I'm one of those people that makes a why. If you know anything about the Enneagram, I'm an eight, which is always sort of challenging modern conventions. And for me, I had to come up with a why. And one of the things that I found frustrating as I first got my diagnosis was getting a lot of suggestions, a lot of commands, shall I say, from white coat authority that it had to be this way. And I'm like, that's not going to work for me. Numerous times I would just intuitively go, no, that's not my answer. That's not what I'm searching for. And I was meeting so many amazing people. Now, I've known Frank for much longer, but some of my guests I'm just meeting by reaching out to them and saying, you have to come on the show. And the thing is, to me, it gave me a why. Okay, I can share all these amazing things I'm learning, these amazing people with other people, but they can come to the Autoimmune Hour and get all new ways of looking at thriving, at wellness, at just getting out there and experiencing life regardless of your diagnosis.
Right. And so out of that perceived, could be perceived negative, a positive arose. So there's always both at the exact same time. The yin-yang principle, no matter where I go, no matter who I talk to, I know that the yin-yang principle is in play. There's always a positive for every negative. It is happening. We might be having a holistic, spiritualistic conversation right now. I can guarantee you there's somebody in Calgary or there's somebody in Portland talking about killing somebody. Okay, so it's happening. The balance is there in life, and that will always happen. So for people, when they're listening to this, and they think, you know, wow, you know, this is really not a good thing for me. Well, yeah, but there's another side of the coin. You've just got to find the other side of the coin. And when you do, things open up. I know that when my wife was in Indonesia, we were trying to get the visa to get her to come to Canada. She said she was just going to start teaching English to kids. And so she started with her mom and one little boy next door. And before you know it, she had over 40 kids learning English from her. Well, these 40 kids were there all the time. And so, you know, at the time, I was actually supporting her family and her sister and her husband. And, you know, I was supporting all these people because they didn't have jobs and they didn't have an opportunity. Well, she said, I'm going to make a little store. And so she went out. I said to her, well, you take $20 and you buy $20 worth of whatever. Then when you sell it, you know, hopefully you'll get $25. Then you take $25 and then you come back and hopefully you sell it and you're up to about $30, whatever. 3 months later, the store's value had $3,000 worth of merchandise in it.
Wow.
Not only did that store go from $20 to a $3,000 store of merchandise, it actually funded her father to get into making clothing, and now he's making over $5,000 a month making clothing and hiring 16 people. You know, some things don't always look so good, but there's always something good there. If somebody's listening right now and they've just been diagnosed and their world's turned upside down, I can understand them saying, yeah, but you don't understand. Well, maybe I do, and I, you know, certainly you do. And what they need to understand is there's an opportunity. There's always an opportunity. There's always an opportunity at every crook of the road. We've just got to keep our eyes open and our ears open and be willing to see the opportunity. But if we're focused on the negative, well, that's all that appears. And so the opportunities are there.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to say also that there's always more than one opportunity. Now, in your case, obviously, that was a fantastic one. But even an opportunity, that autoimmune hour came out of my autoimmune condition and my exploration and the wonderful friends and people I have in my world that helped me explore. But the one thing I wanted to say is that I can think of so many other positives that have come about, and some people look at me kind of strangely. But on a very personal level, I have to say it's made me a much nicer person. It really has.
Without question.
Yeah, I really busted that on that one, because I used to be very, come on, let's get it done, productivity oriented. Now... When the dermatomyositis was at its height, I could barely walk. It was very difficult. The muscles were incredibly weak. And I learned, you know, you couldn't see it on the outside. You could, if I was sitting in the chair, I looked fine. And what I learned, and it made me a much better person, was, as you said, just be in the here and now, take it as it comes, roll with it, be okay with it. And I've become a much more patient person with other people in my world. And one of the other things I wanted to say is you were talking about seeing the opportunities out there. And I hear from a lot of people who see the opportunities, but where it kind of tends to go awry is they're afraid to ask.
But you know what? All of those people, they might be afraid to ask, but let me tell you one thing that I do know about life. And it does not matter. I've been to 60 countries. I've worked at orphanages, hospices. I've worked with major record labels. I've worked with Beyonce. I've done many things in my life. When a person asks for help, it is a very, 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 very rare person that says no.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You ask for help, people will help. It is in our nature to help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we need to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with Frank Moffitt talking more about, you know, how to enjoy the moment, experience what you want to experience in life, regardless of what's happening in your world. So we'll be back with Frank in just right after this commercial break.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.
Welcome back to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm Sharon Saylor, your host for tonight, as well as every night, actually. I've been speaking with Frank Moffitt. He's an international best-selling author, motivational speaker, lifestyle coach, movie producer, music producer. Anyway, I can go on and on. He's also the founder of YourSecond50.com. And we've been talking about things like, you know, how to go for it, regardless of your diagnosis, regardless of your age, just regardless. If you've got something that you want, how to go for it. Also about staying in the moment. And when we had to take that quick commercial break, we were talking about not only seeing opportunities, but asking. And asking can sometimes feel difficult. Sometimes, you know, especially if we've got an autoimmune condition, it can just feel like maybe we're whining or something else like that. I know when I was at the height of being, you know, with all the symptoms and things, I got to the point where I was afraid to ask for help because I just didn't want to deplete the people in my world. But that was a silly conversation in my own head, because once I finally, people would come to me and say, but Sharon, you know, we love you. We want to help. We want to help. Don't stop that conversation. So we've been talking with Frank as well as about some of these crazy conversations we have with ourselves that keep us stuck. So let's talk a little bit more about what are some ways that you found that to ask? Because sometimes it can feel really scary, especially when we have, I'll just say, sort of a chronic ongoing condition. It can get a little old in our minds.
Well, I think that there's an interesting component to this. And I think that what people don't understand is it's very selfish when you don't ask for help or when you don't accept help. So, you know, one of the things that is probably, to me, the most interesting component in this giving and receiving thing is that when we give, we get to feel the love of giving. But if somebody does not receive, we never get to give. And so that receiving is a huge part. And if you're in a position to receive, you must be loving and kind and compassionate to accept the gift. Because if you don't accept the gift, you are actually stealing that sensation of love away from that person. So it's really got to be looked at from a different way. And people really need to understand the importance. If I have a challenge of, say, I broke my arm or something like that, I need a hand. You know, if I say, no, I'll get it myself, I'm good, you know. Well, what am I doing? I'm showing that I'm independent, or am I showing I got an ego the size of Dallas? What I'm not doing is I'm not offering the person that wants to give the opportunity to feel the sensation of love that you get when you give. So I am being selfish by not allowing others to help me.
So agree. And I encourage people to reflect on when they give and how good it feels to them when they're giving, that you are robbing the other person of that same great feeling.
Totally. Totally. Well, yeah, you know, love is not a, we could probably get into another thing, but love is not a feeling. Love is an action. And, you know, you give love through honesty, kindness, compassion, generosity. You know, these are ways you give love. And what people need to understand is when we give is when we feel. So, you know, I can sit here with my wife and say, wow, I just really love you right now. And she could be looking at me going, well, that's nice, but she's never going to feel what I'm feeling. That's impossible. There's no way to go between that, the feeling. But what she can do is receive it and say, thank you, honey. You know, and then that allows me to even feel more of what I'm feeling. And that's an amazing thing that we really need to know, is that it's all about the receiving. You know, we've got to have receivers, or we don't get any giving going on.
From a perspective of at the height of the autoimmune, for me, was one of the things that staying in the moment and receiving, even understanding that they couldn't be understanding at the moment what I was going through. When you were talking about love, it also reminded me of, like, they can't really understand the depth of the symptoms. Obviously, they hadn't lost the use of their legs ever or anything like that. But that didn't diminish what the whole experience was about, for both them helping and me receiving, for them giving and me receiving. And so they don't have to understand. They don't have to have been there to be able to come from that place of love and compassion.
No. You know, it's everything in life is a challenge. I mean, some challenges, if they're impacting me, they're the worst. Okay. But if they're impacting someone else, then they're the worst for that person. And, you know, what we need to understand is, you know, we still have a life to live. And not only do we have a life to live, but if you would have allowed your diagnosis to drag you into the doldrums of life, you know, then your little granddaughter would have lost an amazing opportunity to hang out with her grandma.
Sometimes it's just the little things like that that can keep someone going forward at the height of all of it. You know, just getting to spend time with her were moments that I worked to stay in the moment and realized that, oddly enough, a lot of my symptoms disappeared in the joy of that moment.
Totally. And that's another point. You know, a lot of people don't realize, but if you're actively involved or actively engaged in something else, a lot of those things that you were focusing on before go away. You know, it's probably a really good idea for a lot of people to get a pet when they have a bit of a challenging situation in front of them, because you know, you get a nice loving dog or you get a nice little kitten, you know, it'll definitely spark up your day.
Take your mind off of yourself anyway.
Well,
Frank, we're just about out of time, and I want to make sure that we have time, because I know that you've got a Natural Options for Cancer directory coming out, and I wanted to share that. Even though a lot of times cancer is not part of autoimmune, there are a few conditions that there is some correlation. It's not all conditions, I understand that, but I still think it's really a powerful thing that you're developing here, because Natural Options for Cancer directory, I know as I was going through my recovery from autoimmune, man, just finding natural options was difficult. And then finding ones that, you know, doing all the exploratory work and all of that was difficult. And I love that you're putting together this directory, offering opportunities and various avenues to assist in alternative care. So before we run out of time, can you share about this wonderful directory you're in the process of putting together?
Well, one of the things that makes it interesting is, okay, it costs $1 billion to get a new drug passed. All right. Now, pharmaceutical companies would never consider a natural product because once they can't patent them, and so if they spent $1 billion to get that turned over and approved as a drug, they've just thrown $1 billion out the window. So what the directory will do is, let's say, for example, you have lung cancer. And in the directory, there will be testimonials from 15 people that have that exact same cancer. Well, if you read those 15 testimonials and you find that 14 of them took a specific action and it worked for them, to me, that is like providing someone with a solid base that they can actually make a determination based upon. Because right now, let's say, for example, Frank Moffitt's sitting here and I get diagnosed with cancer. Well, my first thought is, oh my gosh, you know, the doctor says, well, you need to do this. Well, he's the doctor. Okay, but we also know that the normal treatments aren't really that effective. They work at times. Yes, there are people that it works for, but they're not, the percentages of effectiveness is not there. So what we want to do is we want to give people lots of options and lots of information so that they can make a better decision. I know that my doctor, I was just telling you before, my doctor was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And so I said to him, well, how did that happen? Do you not get checked every year? And he says, well, actually, I let it slip for 3 years. Now, that's a doctor, normal. He's doing doctoring and would tell me to get it checked every year, but he let it slip. And then I said to him, so where are you at? And he says, well, it's not good. Let it go too far. And I said, well, have you tried any natural treatments? And he goes, like what? And I thought, there you go. He has no idea. He has no idea that there are so many natural options that he can add to his conventional treatments if he needed to. He didn't have any idea. So we have to get that out there. We have to get that out there to the people, because this year alone, 8.2 million people will die from cancer. And so, you know, somebody's got to take a chunk out of that.
Well, I think the critical thing, and it's jived with me when I read about what you were doing, because that's where the Autoimmune Hour came from too, as well. It's just like, just give the information. I'm not a medical professional. I say that time and time again. This is not a medical show. This is just a show about my own exploration of thriving in my own life, regardless of my diagnosis. And I've done a blend of natural and Western and Eastern and, you know, all sorts of things. In fact, even sitting in hot steam baths in particular remote locations. And that was lovely. Did it cure me? No, but it was still lovely.
But, you know, all and of those things might have made things a little bit better each time.
Absolutely. There was no way that I can point to one specific thing and say, bingo. But they all, just having the opportunities to have the chance to make a choice, an educated choice based on what you want. Many times I have said to people, regardless whether it was Western, Eastern, natural, whatever label you want to put on it, thank you, but that's not going to work for me. And you know what? That's perfectly fine to say, because then you go on to the next thing and you go, bingo. That one intuitively feels like that one's going to be the right thing to work for me right now. And it may not work in the future. It may not work more than once, whatever it is. But I just having the options and the information out there so you can make an informed decision is what I'm all about. So tell us how, I know it's got an Indiegogo campaign going on to create the Natural Options for Cancer directory. Tell us, how do we learn more about finding out about the Indiegogo campaign?
Well, you could actually go to the Indiegogo website, and then you just type in Natural Options for Cancer, and that campaign will come up. And the reason why we went with an Indiegogo campaign is because cancer has generated over $1 trillion in the last 10 years for research.
Wow.
$1 trillion with no result that is guaranteed. So to me, I thought, you know what? I don't want to be one of those cancer industry things that, you know, 50% of the money goes to administration and salaries and wages and advertising and whatever. But what I wanted to do was I wanted to make sure that everything that came into the site stayed in the site. And yes, there will be promotion of the site, but that's, I think, a necessary. I think that we need to, any funds that we make, we need to build the site, we need to promote the site. And we also need to reach out to the people that have testimonials to put on the site, because we need to get this stuff so that people get options.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm just always about more options, more opportunities, and letting people judge for themselves based on their
exactly.
based on their lifestyles, their needs, their wants, and any other opportunities they can have, just to be an informed consumer, regardless of, like I said, whether it's Eastern, Western, whatever. I'm just a fan of the more information and education I can give myself, the better I am. So, also, Frank, I know that some of us are in our second 50, and some of my listeners are not in their second 50, but you have a wonderful gift and a great website, yoursecond50.com. Share with us a little bit about that, and I think you mentioned that you've got a little gift for us if we go to the site.
If people go to the website, www.yoursecondfifty.com, everything is spelt out. If you go to that website and then you scroll down the page a little bit, you'll see that there is a silver membership, a gold membership, and a platinum membership. If you click on the gold membership, it'll take you to a page and you put in the code YSF, that's same for your second 50, YSF gold 100, 100. You put that in the code and we will give you that gold membership for free. Now, the value of that membership is worth over $100. So we will give it to you for free. And if you are under 50, well, being proactive is never a bad thing.
Right, because the show isn't, I mean, sorry, your website, yoursecond50.com, isn't about geriatrics. It's about living the best life you can possibly live. Yeah. It's not about geriatrics at all. So,
yeah, we don't promote any of that kind of stuff. We're not into the world of walkers, even though I developed a case for a walker. I don't think that's not the objective. My objective would be if a person's using a walker and they're talking to Frank Moffitt, pretty soon it's going to be like, okay, let's try not using that walker. Let's try regaining what we have.
Absolutely. That's why you could tell why I wanted Frank on the show, because it's all about the positive, seeing that the positive of the duality of life, the positive and negative, and choosing the positive to keep moving forward and thriving regardless of what's happening out there in your life right now. So thank you so much, Frank, for agreeing to come on the show. It's just been a pleasure to talk to you again.
Well, thank you for having me. And for everybody that's listening, just keep that stiff upper lip and keep moving forward.
Absolutely. And as he always says on his website and everywhere else, it's live, learn, laugh, love, lead, and keep smiling. So absolutely, everyone, have a great weekend, whatever your adventures. Enjoy.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.
This is the EWN Radio Network.